From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling party has given President Robert Mugabe until noon Monday to resign or face impeachment. It has installed the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief. Obert Mpofu is chairman of that emergency meeting.
Events that have unfolded in the last four weeks necessitate our meeting here today. The entire nation is excited that the Zimbabwe Defense Forces have taken a bold stand in defense of the Constitution and the right of the people of Zimbabwe to express their political opinions without fear or favor. Well done, Defense Forces.
The 93-year-old Mugabe met Sunday also with the army commander who put him under house arrest just days ago, Saad al-Hariri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, said he would return to Beirut Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Hariri spoke Saturday in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who offered to help Hariri resolve his role in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma met with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in Madrid Saturday. He had arrived in Spain earlier in the day from Colombia after escaping house arrest in Caracas. Neither man spoke publicly about the meeting. Before leaving Colombia, Ledezma said he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. This is VOA News. A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine naval submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it believes it's detected 7 failed satellite calls from that vessel, a possible indicator that the crew has been trying to reestablish communications. Reuters' Sarah Hemrajani reports.
The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast. Authorities in Argentina are now working on tracing the calls, while an international search mission is underway. But that's been complicated by recent stormy weather. The Navy says an electrical outage on the submarine may have been the cause of its problems.
Ukraine officials have arrested a man who was considered a suspect in the 2004 shooting death of Paul Klebnikov, the editor of the Russian edition of Forbes magazine. Ukraine State Security Service said in a statement that they had detained a suspect, a Russian man, who was also wanted in other slayings. He was arrested in Kiev. A stampede in southern Morocco left at least 15 people dead and 5 others injured Sunday as food aid was being distributed. That's according to the Ministry of Interior Ministry. The Associated Press reports that it happened as a local association was distributing food aid in a local weekly market. King Mohammed VI has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families. The king will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead, according to the statement. A drought has greatly hurt agricultural output in Morocco, recently contributing to the high cost of basic food items. Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. Young created the Australian heavy metal band with his brother Angus in 1972. He had been suffering from dementia for several years. He was the group's guitar player until his illness forced him to leave from the band in 2014. Afghanistan defeated Pakistan Sunday, winning their first under-19 Cricket Asia Cup final in Kuala Lumpur, offering a rare opportunity for celebrations in a country desperate for a break from relentless rounds of deadly violence. Batting first, the Afghan team scored 248 runs in their allotted 50 overs. The opposition Pakistan side, while chasing the target, was dismissed within 23 overs for just 63 runs, enabling Afghans to win the match by a massive margin of 185 runs. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.